Khandro Lodro Thai Rinpoche is a Tibetan Buddhist, the abbot of a monastery there, whose teachings go back thousands of years. He's in Hawaii for a series of teaching sessions, and we spoke with him earlier this week. His responses came in both English and in his native language, and we've truncated those answers and added the voice of his interpreter. We asked Rinpoche about the challenge of coping in a world that often seems to be spinning out of control.
Then, as you're saying, yes, we find ourselves in a troubled time, and obviously there are always troubled times and challenges that we face in life. But one of the things that we find particular to our present generation is the fact that the last so many generations now have really emphasized materialism and this focus on finding what we need outside of ourselves and the objects that we're trying to get and to consume. And we essentially go for refuge in those things, hoping they'll protect us from suffering. And we do so much that we become completely dependent upon them and that they don't actually provide what we're looking for. And it's not enough just to be reliant on the external circumstances, but a time to begin to look at our mind and see how when we work with our mind, then we actually have a way to help ourselves that is much greater than just relying on those outer objects in the materialist universe and time. And so this present generation in particular, where we find ourselves with a lot of confusion and a lot of fear and anxiety and unsureness and so forth, is a time especially where we need to turn to our mind and learn how to work with that.
Are Americans beginning to understand what you just described?
Yes, I think
Actually, we're in the West, we're really poised for this because we've already kind of tested out what the material universe can give us, which is different from the East, which is now just starting to focus on materialism and the outer world and technological advancements and all of this progress. So this outer development and progress is something that they haven't really experienced yet. And so it's exciting and it's what everyone's looking for in the East, but then you come to the West and America has already reached the pinnacle and it's been at the top of the outer development and progress and so forth. And so we've already experienced what that has to give us. And so we're actually poised here in the West to look for something more, to see that we need something more than just that outer development and material progress and so forth. Because we've already experienced having everything that we could possibly get from the outer world outside of ourselves.
And yet, when you see countries just beginning to embrace materialism, that's something that's they're going to be disappointed.
Yes, they're going to be disappointed even in Tibet. I came from Tibet, and then even Tibet people, even monasteries, monks, even seeking and looking for these kind of things now. These technologies and looking something outside and focus outside too much. So in the future, we will have same problem. Definitely, we will have same problem. I'm worried that too.
And yet in Tibet, so many Asian cultures, there's an understanding that we can help ourselves, right? That there's work that we can do on ourselves to change and improve. And the West has always seemed to me to be a little bit behind in that.
Yes, that's our Himalayan's knowledge, and this Western knowledge is different. Himalayan knowledge is more insight knowledge.
Inner development.
That's what we Americans, we materialistic Americans, envy. That's what we need to learn from you.
I came here almost 13 years in the United States. So then I'm always teaching this. How can you developing within your mind? For example, somebody have angry, and then we always thinking dissolve this angry look outside. But not necessarily. If you know technique how to do with your mind, you can release this angry within your mind. So many, many things we can do that way.
And the techniques involve concentration, meditation, looking inward. Is that right?
Yes, there is many different techniques. Meditation is one.
So definitely, on top of meditation and concentration and other methods for like mindfulness and so forth, there are a lot of other practices, a wide range to meet different needs. Practices using loving kindness and compassion, and depending on one's various sufferings, problems, fear, anxiety, we can address depression, low self-esteem, worry, and so forth. And there are just lots of different techniques, which is actually one of the ones that not only will I mention my public talk, but on the weekend as well, then how to transform the suffering that arises through different techniques of changing our ways of thinking and perceiving and so forth to develop that.
When I hear stories of people who have found a way inward, and sometimes stories of people maybe who have even gotten close to death and then come back, it always seems to be about light and love and joy, almost as if those are things that are always there.
That
is completely true. And that is the unique sort of quality of our mind itself, which is different from any other object in the universe. Our mind has an infinite potential for positive qualities, and that has no end. As much as we kind of develop that, then that much we can experience, which is completely different from external objects that have a limit. They have a limit to how much they can be developed and what can be brought from them, but the mind does not. And its innate, we could say, quality is then not at all related to any of the flaws and problems that we develop, but is actually innately positive. And so anytime we begin to focus on that and work, turn inward, or have some kind of experience in which we kind of access our innate potential of mind, it's positive, and we have an experience of opening, you could say light or compassion, love, joy, peace, stability. And of course, as much as we have that in our mind, then that affects us physically as well. We begin to have a physical well-being.
So having an infinite universe within us is a very hopeful message.
No question.
Rinpoche said, absolutely, because this is the potential of each and every one of us, because it's our mind's own nature. And so ordinarily we don't experience that due to the outer conditions and circumstances that kind of make it not evident to us. But it is always present. And really, when we talk about world peace depends on each and every one of us. It begins by finding that in our own mind. It starts within ourselves. And that if we want world peace, we begin right there. And mind has that power. And so we each have that, and it's a matter of accessing it, which is about learning about our mind and beginning to work with our mind. And so we, each and every one of us, has this opportunity, and this gives us great hope.
Rinpoche will speak about mindfulness and how it can change our lives on Friday, May 27th, at the Bodhi Tree Meditation Center on Judd Street in Honolulu. You can hear the full interview on the conversation page at hawaiipublicradio.org.